Hello,
Hello.
is Jessica Corners there?
This is her.
Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
35.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you a white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other?
I'm white.
Thank you. And regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It's a really complicated answer.
we have the scale, that's why. Would you lean toward very dissatisfied, dissatisfied, satisfied, or very satisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That's a really complicated answer, but I would say I approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. It goes as follows. Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, or growing the economy and creating jobs.
I have to pick two, just two.
Two. The most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on.
I'm going to say Israel and education.
Education. We don't have one about Israel, but we do have border security. I don't know if that... we also have combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, or improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
I definitely think genocide should be on your list.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that.
without environment. I'll just say that.
The environment. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Joe Kent.
Zero.
That's fine. The next one is Donald Trump.
If we had negative numbers, I would go there. Zero.
Zero. Thank you. The next one is Bob Ferguson.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him? Or no opinion?
No opinion. I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. And then we have Joe Biden.
I'll say 75.
Dave Reichert?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Dave Reichert?
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. The next one is Marie Glusenkamp-Perez.
Seventy.
Thank you. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
I honestly have no respect for them, so zero.
Thank you. And the last one is Democrats in Congress. That was 5-1 or 6-1?
5-1.
5-1. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Democrat Joe Kent?
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
Considering who Joe is, I would say 10.
Thank you. The next one is a working mom who understands the needs of families. An independent who will oppose extremists in both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the next one is a fighter for the middle class.
Ten.
Someone who shares your values.
Six.
A small business owner.
Five.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Lucen Camperez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Lucen Camperez for Congress. 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Marie Lucen Camperez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
And this is whether or not it's a good reason to vote for this person?
Yes, if the statement, if the statement is not convincing at all, which is 0, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing. Any number between 0 and 10.
I hate numbering things. like one aspect of one small thing, I would say a 6.
A 6. Thank you. The next one is, Marie Lucen Camperez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs, so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Same, 6.
6. And the last one for this section is, Marie Lucen Camperez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Better. 8. I don't know why.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Lucen Camperez or Republican Joe Kent?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10 once again. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee has lost the governor race and Lauren Kopp is governor. Joe Kent, extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
That's it.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says if that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
Okay. Thanks for the laugh.
Yeah. Now, after hearing more about Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Even less, if it was possible.
So that would be much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Much less. Thank you. And given everything you just heard... Thank you. And everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to vote for him for Congress?
I'm going to go with the Antifa Highway. No, I was just kidding.
It would be valid as well.
Honestly, the fact that there was, like, armed people around Clark County after he lost the election, there was people with guns going door to door, scares the shit out of me. So that's why I will not be voting for Joe Kent.
Okay. So the fact that there were armed people after he lost the election scared me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, let me just check my grammar, and that's it. Now, these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have an associate's.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
And how often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you for all you do, and I hope you as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Take care.
You too.